We're doing this. We are doing this. This is the Tell Me Something I Don't Know podcast. I am Julian, the host. Was going to record an intro, but I said, fuck it. We're not doing that shit today. I don't have time for it. So, we are here for this first episode. Brief introduction here is that this podcast is all about jokes. It's all about nonsense. It's all about getting absolutely nowhere in an hour's span of time. Verbally, at least. So, that's what we're looking at. There will be a new guest on every episode. Maybe some episodes will have recurring guests, but it will never just be me. At least for now. Who the fuck knows what will happen down the line? Who gives a shit? So, I am here with my roommate, Maria.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself, Maria.
My name is Maria. I burned my throat when we went outside to smoke, so it hurts really bad. That's all you need to know.
That is a life story wrapped up right there. I got a question for you. I told you to bring a topic.
Yeah.
But
I really have a good one.
I gave you 4 minutes to bring a topic, so you didn't have time. I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. We are currently getting through the end of the most dog shit year.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Literally ever.
But what was the most non-dog shit year ever? Think about that.
Oh, the most?
Think about a year in history.
Do I have to be alive for it?
You do not have to be alive for it. Where it was complete not dog shit, like 2020 was.
Okay.
Think about that. In
the
every
thing
aspect.
That comes to mind is obviously 1989.
1989 is a good year. Mm-hmm. That is a good year. Although I can't name one thing. That was Berlin Wall.
Taylor Swift was born,
obviously.
And nothing happened in Tiananmen Square.
Oh, that was 1989. Absolutely nothing happened in Tiananmen Square in 1989. I can't name you a single thing that happened.
1989. I'm going to go with, it was 1989.
It could be 1991, because I was thinking 1991.
I don't remember.
Should I look it up?
Yeah, Mr. R would be disappointed right now.
Alright, we are looking up Tiananmen Square.
Where nothing happened.
Let's see. No, not the location. Oh yeah, 1989.
It's fucking gone.
It was 1989. Okay, so that was... So, on the other side of the world, literally nothing happened.
Right.
In 1989. I can't think of anything.
Mm-mm.
Other than that.
Those are the three things I know.
What would be another good year?
As a... Just in my lifetime, I would go with, like, 2011.
2011?
Or, like, 2012.
2012? The year they said the world was going to end, but it waited 8 years, and then it ended this year?
It ended now. I liked 2012 because I liked 7th grade. I was, like, at my peak in 7th grade, absolutely.
That, you know, that's fair. The peak of your life tends to be the best year,
right.
Scientifically.
Obviously. And mine was when I was 12.
So, damn, this is good.
That is a good popcorn.
So tell me this. Tell me this. Was 2012 better than 1989?
In terms of my own personal goals, yes. But it's like, you know, worldly value.
Well, what happened in 2012 that was important for the world? Let's think. That was Obama's second election.
It was. That was pretty important.
That was pretty important.
His inauguration, right? Whatever.
Well, yeah. He would have been voted in the year before, but...
The world almost ended.
The world did almost end.
I feel like something else was good in 2012.
Wasn't that the year that Avatar came out?
I have
the
no
movie
idea.
That broke the record?
Yeah, I have no idea. I've never seen that movie.
Let me look it up. That's another count on the look it up. Avatar, the movie.
Not the TV show.
Not the Last Airbender. 2009! Holy shit.
Really?
I thought it was like...
It's been out for a long time, then.
It has. 11 years?
Never seen it. Never gonna see it. All I know about Avatar is that Carl Leuchner saw it and thought it lived up to the hype.
Park Ranger Carl. He did see it. Mm-hmm. He literally saw it.
And thought it lived up to the hype.
I have seen it one time and I don't remember it.
I've never seen it.
Not even once.
No.
But you know about the blue people and the flying whales and shit.
Flying whales?
Or something like that. I don't know. Flying creature that's also blue. I'm pretty sure.
The only thing I know about the movie is blue people and the Parks and Rec thing.
Okay, that makes sense. But wait, what were we talking about? 2012. Is it better than 1989? What else happened in 2012? I'll tell you what happened in 2012.
Yeah.
The Tigers went to the World Series.
Oh.
And they got swept.
Yeah.
All floor.
I remember that. I was at a Halloween party during one of the games.
Yeah, I was in depression during all four of them. That happened. Mm-hmm. So 2012 is already losing points. Well, the Tigers doing absolutely nothing. And then in 1989, absolutely nothing happening in Tiananmen Square. That's two nothings.
Yeah.
I was thinking of another year, but now I don't remember what it was.
Everybody, like, pretty much unanimously thinks, like, 2016 is the best year we've had recently.
That was the year that Trump got elected.
That's true.
That is the same year that Donald Trump got elected. How is that?
You're right. So that's a big negative. But
other than that one thing.
I don't remember 2016 being that good.
2015 was a chill year.
I liked 2015.
2015 was chill. 2013 was not chill.
2015, though, I think that's when I got stabbed. Was it 2015 or 2016?
By the lamp?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You gotta tell that story right now. You gotta tell it. You have to tell
it's
it.
It's the stupidest story.
For the people that don't know.
I was simply moving furniture, and I was pulling, like, a dresser, and there was a lamp on top of it, and the lamp fell off the dresser, and a metal rod coming off of it entered my arm, and I immediately blacked out, lost a bunch of blood, threw up from losing all the blood,
naturally.
Boot and slept and then rallied.
Yeah. You boot, slept, and rallied?
Yeah, instead of sleep, boot, rallied.
So you rallied the next day?
Yeah. Well, I rallied, like, at the hospital. I felt better.
Okay. So the boot, the sleep.
Yeah.
Then the rally.
Mm-hmm. It's not boot rally.
Boot, or sleep, boot, rally, sleep. It's sleep, boot, sleep, rally.
Exactly.
Sleep
again.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that route taken before.
It's one not a lot of people take.
The boot and then the sleep?
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Although I don't boot that much. I booted in 7th grade on my way home from school, but that wasn't because I drank too much. It was because I had some soup from Tim Hortons.
Ew.
And it was not great. It didn't settle well.
Yeah.
So I was coming home from school. As we were just going up the, porch to go to the door, I just threw up in the fucking grass.
You couldn't wait to get inside.
Just booted.
Right in the grass.
It was an immediate rally, after the boot.
Yeah, after you were
almost instantaneous rally.
Yeah.
Like, I think I started rallying during the boot. So the boot wasn't even done.
And I was already rallying.
The boot wasn't even off the foot and I was rallying. So that's how instantaneous that was.
Did you ever throw up in school?
In school?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I threw up in school once when I was 6. And my teacher was a bitch. She was the worst. And I went up to her and was like, I feel like I'm going to vomit. She was like, go sit down. And I was like, I really think I'm going to vomit. She's like, okay, fine. Go to the bathroom, I guess. And so I made it to the bathroom. And so it was like a little hallway. And mm-hmm. then you had to turn to go into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like standing in the doorway of the bathroom. And someone came by and they were like, are you okay? And I was like, no. And they were like, go to the bathroom then. And instead, I just vomited all over the hallway.
Oh my god! The old hall vomiter.
Exactly, and so we had to come clean it up.
Oh my god! That is incredible.
Yeah.
There was one time where I threw up in church at school.
At Cabrini?
Yeah. I was like in the pew, and I was feeling warm. I was like, this doesn't feel good. I'm gonna head back to the bathroom. And I think I got lucky because I was on the end, so I didn't have to like brush past anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But like I get up and I start going towards the bathroom, and I didn't think I was gonna throw up. But then as soon as I swung the door to the bathroom open, I felt it. And so I was like, oh, fuck! And I, like, ran towards the toilet.
Yeah.
But I threw up all over the wall. Because I couldn't get... Because I didn't expect it. I didn't... My body told me that it was just warm and I needed to go step outside. But then when I went to the bathroom, it was like, nah, JK, we're about to boot and rallying.
Right,
we're booting, we're praying because we're in church,
exactly.
And then we're rallying.
Obviously. Yeah.
One after the other.
One after the other.
That, yeah, that was a pretty horrendous time because I didn't clean it up because we were in church.
Yeah, you have to get back.
And you have to get back. And I was like, all right, this isn't my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure someone gets paid for this. I don't even want to be in church.
Right.
And I don't want to be throwing up. And I also don't want to be cleaning up throw up. I don't want to be doing three things I don't want to do at once.
That'd be crazy.
So I avoided that and just went back. And I was fine. The rest of the day, I don't know what it was.
Ew.
I don't know what
it's
happened.
It's just the church. It makes people sick.
The church does make people sick. I've heard that's why people don't go.
Exactly.
Not because they're not religious, just because they don't want to get sick.
Just because they don't want to get sick. You sit in church for too long and you're definitely passing out.
Man, you go there on the midnight Easter vigil, you're throwing up twice.
And you got to wait in a line to get out of the parking lot to go home.
They got two
communions
in that mass, don't they?
Do they?
They go through the process twice, don't they? Isn't it like...
I have no
idea. Isn't it like pray, sing...
Oh, the Easter Vigil is the really long one.
That's
like
the four-hour mass, yeah.
I haven't been to an Easter Vigil since I went to see the boy I had a crush on get his baptism.
Are you serious?
He wasn't like a baby, but like,
well, obviously he wasn't a baby.
But well, baptism is for babies. No, we were in...
Baptism is for babies.
Isn't it? Anyway.
I don't think it's age restricted. I think it's welcome to anybody.
Well, alright, whatever. Well, yeah. Because
when you enter the holy orders, the first. Or is the holy orders priesthood?
I thought that was just to be a priest.
What is the steps of becoming a Catholic called? The,
There's three.
The five. I thought there was five.
It's three.
Well, no, because aren't the last two optional? Isn't it
no,
like.
No, there's seven, like, rites you can have done. There's three you need to become a Catholic.
Which is baptism, first communion, confirmation.
Confirmation. And then the other ones are holy matrimony.
Which is optional.
Which is optional.
Priesthood.
Which is optional.
Which is optional. Isn't single life one of them?
No.
Like straight up being alone? Isn't that one of them?
Straight up being alone. I hope not.
You have the right to be alone for the rest of your life. You have the right to never find a partner.
One of them is the
you
one
ass.
You get when you die.
Oh,
what are those? They're
like
sacraments.
Being an organ,
that's what they're
like
called.
Being
there's
an
seven
organ
sacraments.
Donor.
It's that's one of the sacraments is filling out an organ donor paperwork sheet.
You can get that one at any time. You can
literally
get that one.
You
can get that one when you turn 18. You can get that one when you turn 118. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter as long as it gets done.
As long as it gets done.
Being an organ donor.
It's
donor.
Mandatory in the Catholic Church.
You have the right to, you have the right to do all this shit, but you don't have the right to enter the grave with your organs.
With all your organs.
We are going to harvest them, and we're going to use them
and
for something.
And we're going to use them for our own good.
And it has to go to another Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll take it to the hospital, but they'll lock it in the Catholic's only door.
They only have like Catholics a, can they use have like, these organs.
They have, like, a freezer of, like, blood and, like, organs that were donated that are supposed to be
only
given.
For them.
But the only for Catholics.
That's basically what Mother Teresa did, I think.
Mother Teresa's out here in Mother restrictive
bitch,
blood.
And Mother Teresa can catch my hands. I hate that bitch.
Mother Teresa's about to get... Is she still kicking?
No.
There's no fucking way she's still kicking.
She's dead. And I
she has
like,
to be dead.
I hate that bitch.
That bitch is... How she was 90-something.
She was old and she deserved to die.
So why do you got a beef with her?
First of all, she's like an old Catholic woman, so she's obviously homophobic.
That's true. That is true.
That is a big beef.
That is
with
that
Mother
is,
Teresa.
I can 100% agree with that.
Right. And she just like stole a bunch of money from like the charity she was working with.
And gave it to Catholic people.
Yeah, she also like gave it back to Catholic people that are already rich.
Mother Teresa, you bitch.
And she like wouldn't fund the hospital she was working in because she just wanted people to die.
So that
she like,
could like,
I don't know, tell them they were going to meet Jesus. Like she just like wouldn't like give anybody treatment. She's just like, okay, you're here to accept that you're dying and you're gonna live in shit. So you're gonna be even sicker while you die.
That's damn, I didn't know Mother Teresa was so ruthless.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
She is a fucking cunt. Holy shit.
She's
so,
in hell with Ronald Reagan.
I was about to say, who are the three people you're swinging on? Ronald Reagan, Ellen, and
Ellen
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa. My three least favorite people in the world.
I am 100% swinging on Ellen DeGeneres. I'm laying that bitch out on her ass. I am.
I'm gonna kill Ellen.
I'll toss hands.
I would toss the fastest hands with Ellen.
Yeah, if I saw her in public, I would beat the shit out of her.
Exactly.
Man.
I hate that bitch.
Yeah, she's out here acting like she can just speak on behalf
of
every
gay
person
gay
ever. Oh, trust me. I make the rules.
Mm.
Just because I'm the most popular, I make them.
Obviously.
Yep.
My Girl Scout troop that was like racist and homophobic... I hope if any of them, I hope one of them listens just so I can say fuck you to them. Except for Sydney Caudell. That she was the only good one.
Right, she gets a pass.
But they used to always be like, yeah, you know, being gay is definitely a mutation in your genes. And then they'd be like,
damn.
Except for Ellen. I do like Ellen. I'm like, yeah, I know you like Ellen. Because she's not gay.
Ellen is the gay for straight people.
She
like,
absolutely
she is. She is. She is the gay person that straight people accept.
Yeah.
Because she's old and white.
Exactly.
So she gets a bypass.
So she's also a Republican.
And she's a Republican.
Right. Actually, I don't think she is, but she's basically a Republican.
I wouldn't be surprised. Isn't her wife like a senator or something?
I don't think so. Her wife was in Arrested Development.
Isn't her wife pop like famous for doing something? Like, she's not just famous for marrying Ellen. Isn't she famous for doing other shit?
She's an actress.
You're sure she wasn't in Congress?
I do not think Portia de Rossi was in Congress. But maybe she was. Let's look that one up. That's the third time.
Was Portia in Congress? That is the third lookup of the day.
Was Portia?
I gotta write these down.
Alright. Come on. I don't think she was in office.
You said Arrested Development.
I said The Office because I'm thinking about Congress.
Oh, Congress.
I don't think she was in Congress.
You're sure?
No.
I swear, I always thought she was...
No, she is an actress, model, and philanthropist.
Philanthropy? Isn't that like studying... like? Number four on the list.
I think it's just giving money to people.
No, because philanthropy is like...
the
I study the
to...
movement of people, right?
No, that's ology. Is study of.
Philology?
What?
You said ology.
Yeah.
Like at the end of philology.
No.
Like full-on-lology.
Well, philanthropy is desire to promote the welfare of others, expressed by generous donations of money.
Am I thinking of just anthropy?
I think you're just
anthropology.
Thinking of...
is that what I'm thinking of?
That might be.
That's the study of moving people? Or the movement of people? Or, like, how people behave?
I always get anthropology and, like, archaeology confused.
Archaeology's bones.
Is bones.
Yeah, it's just bones.
This girl I had a crush on like 2 years ago was going into anthropology, I think. Really? Study of human society. Yeah, she's the one I matched with on Tinder.
No way.
When I told you that like, we had worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think she's studying anthropology.
Damn. Shout out to that girl. Yeah. Wherever she may be. Shout out to her.
Yeah. I almost said where she went to school, but that's weird. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. So, anthropology is the moving of people.
Sure, yeah.
So, I'm going back a few steps.
Okay.
This discussion for worst year.
I forgot that's what we were discussing.
That was the main discussion.
Well, worst year is this year.
Not the worst year, the best year.
Yeah.
The search for the best year in the history of mankind. Hmm. How does a year like...
Honestly, I think 2018 was pretty good.
That is a good year.
We did a lot of fun stuff in 2018.
That is a solid year.
We went to Chicago twice.
We did. We went to Chicago twice. Mm-hmm. Both times flipped off Trump Tower.
Obviously.
Both times...
Talked to the cute mini golf girl.
Mini golf girl who was very attractive. Shout out to her wherever she's at. What was her name?
I don't remember. I feel bad for not remembering.
I want to say it was either an A name or an E name. Like Emily or Amanda.
I don't think it was Amanda. She used their Twitter account. I bet we could find it.
But she uses their Twitter account. Yeah. She doesn't use
But you
her.
Can only find her personal one through the public one.
I'm not going to go tossing out her Twitter handle, so let's just say that her name is Emily.
Sure.
We met her twice.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure I won both times.
I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's true either.
True.
Because they have that stupid ass hole where you gotta slam dunk like Michael Jordan. And I'm not Michael Jordan. I can't slam dunk like him. I can't do that.
I would have to agree with that one. Yeah, and it takes like 8 strokes to get the hold on.
And then that one where it's like, you know what Plinko is?
Yeah.
Remember the one where it's like you shoot the ball up either the left or the right side, and the hole's at the top.
Yeah.
But if you miss, you fall into this Plinko board,
mm-hmm.
and then it comes back out shooting some random fucking way.
Yep.
That hole sucked ass. Fuck that hole. And fuck Plinko, too.
Yeah.
Who's out here fucking around with Plinko?
Yeah, if you fuck around with Plinko, go fuck yourself.
Eat shit if you're plinking around. If you're plinking
around.
If you're plinking around out on these streets, reconsider.
Yeah.
Because Plinko is not where it's at.
No, Plinko is garbage.
But yeah, two Chicago trips.
Mm-hmm.
We
graduated from high school.
Graduation, which was a long summer, too.
It was.
First long summer.
Everybody's grad parties were really fun.
Yeah, people had fun grad parties.
Camp Dearborn.
Going to Camp Dearborn. Always a blast. I'm trying to think of...
Cedar Point.
And going to Cedar Point. Any year that has a Cedar Point trip is a solid one. But there were two that year, weren't there?
I think so. Because the one you busted into my house at 8 in the morning and made me go.
Yes, that's true. Knocked down Maria's door, made her come.
Oh, and we did see Alan. Alan was at my house.
Alan Davis! For those of you who don't know... For those of you who are unaware... Okay, for those of you who don't know, Alan Davis, living legend, name will be tossed around a couple times over the course of the next few episodes, and probably until the end of time at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. Alan Davis was there in the flesh.
Absolutely.
And that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good time.
It was.
The knock down the door was a good time. Historically, what happened in 2018?
AOC was elected.
Really?
Yeah.
In 2018?
Yeah. Well, 17.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm thinking. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense.
My math professor from my only college math class had a seizure in front of me.
Mm. That's interesting.
That's historical.
Right in front of you?
Well, in front of the whole class.
He sieged out just in the middle of class.
It was awful, yeah. It was actually at the end of class, so people were, like, leaving while he was having a seizure.
That's so sad. The man's having a fucking seizure. People are just walking out the door. They're like,
to their next class.
Someone else will get them.
No, we literally, like, the people who stayed went and got another professor, and they came in, and they're like, I don't know what you want me to do, and they left.
What? They left the man seizure out?
Yeah, so we had to, like, sit there and wait until 911 showed up.
You... Your professor had a seizure?
Yeah.
In the middle of class?
The end of class.
Or the end of class.
Yeah. Some girl asked him a question and he like screamed and then fell on the ground and seized with like 4 minutes left in class.
So you sat there for 4 minutes while he seized and then you left class?
Yeah. Well, after he like stopped actively seizing.
Once he stopped seasoning,
once
he stopped
seasoning and he was just laying on the ground, I left. Because I was like, well, now he's either dead or, like, there's nothing I can do here.
I can't rescue a man from a seizure myself.
Yeah, and then, like, the next, so he canceled class for, like, the next 2 weeks. And then when he came back, he was like, can I ask you guys a question?
Oh, no.
And we were like, sure. And he was like, what was my seizure like? And we were like, why the fuck would you ask that?
Oh, poor.
And then... he was like, was my head, like, on something? We were like, yeah, you were, like, you fell, so you were, like, propped up in the corner. Because he did. Like, his head was, like, elevated. And he goes, okay, well, next time I have a seizure, can you, like, make sure my body is flat? Because it really fucked up my neck. And we were like, maybe just don't have a seizure, but...
just avoid seizing out in class.
And then, like, 2 months later, he came into class. And because he, like, after he had the seizure, he told us he had epilepsy. So it was completely fine and normal. But he didn't tell us until after. Well, not that epilepsy is fine and normal, but, like...
I was like, wait, what?
Like, it was, like, a normal seizure for him.
Oh. Well...
But he didn't tell us until after he had one of his normal seizures.
Was he cool? Was he a good professor?
No. I got, I think, like, a D+ in that class, but that's also because I'm stupid and not good at math.
Yeah, so is that his fault or is it your fault?
Well, no, because it's both. Mine because...
It's both.
Yes.
The plot thickens.
It's mine because I'm too stupid to understand how to do math. It's his because it was genuinely like we would be going through the chapters of the book and like everything's easy. Like I understand this. I did this
right
in math junior year. And then we only had 3 projects as a grade the whole time in the final.
Okay.
So the first project was just something that absolutely had nothing to do with what we were talking about. It was like... calculating the interest rates of a credit card and how long it would take you to pay it off, and we were talking about, like, Algebra 2.
I don't do the math thing, so I don't know
really
if that would be considered algebra.
I don't think it was.
Isn't that, like, stats? Or
I have no idea what
it was. Or would that be, like,
either
banking
way, sure,
or accounting?
Somebody's listening to this, and they're like, these two are so fucking stupid.
Yeah, these are the two... biggest fuckheads I've ever heard in
my
life.
No, but I don't know if calculating interest rates is Algebra 2, but it was not the Algebra 2 we were learning. It was just, like, random shit he was throwing in. And that it all has something to do with real life, because he wanted to teach us real lessons.
Interesting.
And so I got a C on every single one of the projects. And then, so I had a C in the class.
Right.
And then it came time to the final, and it was due at 12 p.m.
Okay.
Or, like, midnight.
Oh, I was like, that's weird. You have to do it noon?
Yeah, so it's due at midnight. I go in to take the final at 6 p.m. Psych, it was actually due at noon.
What?
Who makes a final due at noon on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
And so I'm
well, I mean, was your class, did your class usually end at noon
no,
on Tuesday?
No, first of all, it ended at, like, 2. So I should have had until 2.
That is true. Although
anyway.
You didn't start until 6. Anyway, though.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So then I got a 0 on the final.
Woo! You didn't even take it?
It wouldn't let me because it was online. So I went in to, like, take it, and it was like, nope, you can't access it.
You can't
it
even
closed.
Late submit
no,
it?
It closed at noon.
That is some fucking
so if you
shit.
Started at, like, 11:59, it would shut down at noon.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So I emailed them, and I'm like, can I please take my final? And he was like, if the computer won't let you, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, well, I guess I
and you
fail
wanted
your class.
To rescue, or you wanted me
and
to
you
rescue
you. You wanted me to help you when you had
from
a seizure.
From a fucking seizure.
Fuck you.
And you won't even let me.
Seriously.
That. I don't know about that, Chief. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with these, the points this guy's making.
No, he was,
sounding like a real clown.
Mm. Also, there was a girl in my class who disappeared and never came back.
Really?
And she was my partner in two different classes. We had two classes together somehow. We were partners in both, and then she just disappeared and never came back.
And you never got an answer?
No.
You didn't have her phone number? Because she was your partner?
Mm-mm. We had only communicated through, our school email accounts.
You should have emailed her. Been like, you good?
We did. I had, one other person, and it was, a group of three in one class and a group of two in the other.
Right.
And in the group of three, this one girl was, really on top of everything, and she would email her, once a week. Like, hey, where are you? She said she was going on a cruise. And then she never came back.
The cruise had never came back. They just sailed into the Bermuda Triangle. They must have.
She was like, I'll be back in a week. And we're like, okay, our project is in 8 days, so.
I'll be back in a week. And then she never comes back.
And that was early in the year. It was October.
You think she's still on that cruise?
She might be.
I wonder if they don't know about COVID on the cruise.
That'd be crazy. They were just in their own separate world.
Or they're just living on, what's that movie called? Where. I don't fucking remember, but she's still on that cruise. Yeah. She has to be, right?
That's the only answer.
That is the only logical step. And so that was also 2018?
Yeah. Interesting. That was all fall semester of college.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything else that happened.
That was the first semester, right?
Yeah.
The first semester, I also had a bitch teacher because I had my final project on a USB. And I left it in my car, which was parked literally in the first spot outside. You could see it from the classroom. And I was like, hey, my project's in my USB in my car. Can I go get it? And she was like, nope, if you don't have it, you're getting a zero. And I was like, it's in my car, which is literally right there. Mm-hmm. I'll show you. She was like, nope, can't do it.
What a bitch.
And I was like, fuck you, asshole. Give me a damn zero because I left it in my car.
Right.
What do you want? What do you want from me?
My freshman roommate was supposed to be, fucking crazy. And I traded, but she... First time I talked to her... Well, first of all, we, got an email with, our roommate assignment.
Okay.
And she found my Instagram and then DM'd me on there.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember you telling me about this.
And then she immediately started texting me and trying to FaceTime me all the time. And I was like, I'm sorry. I really don't want to FaceTime. And then she told me about how her brother died. And she had a horse that she felt was a replacement for her brother, but she can't wait to get to know me, and then I can, meet her horse. That's the replacement for her dead brother. And I was like, I'm sorry, I have to switch roommates. And then, a year later, I think she tried... I got, she's the only person with her name I've ever, met. And then I got a text, a year later that was hey, this girl, it was her name, recruited you for a job. It pays, $20 an hour. Come to this warehouse. And I was like, am I being trafficked right now? Is she setting me up for trafficking?
You might have been trying to get set up. Maybe that's why she wanted to be your friend. Maybe the whole horse thing was made up.
She just wanted to traffic me?
Yeah. That's scary.
Right?
That's terrifying. Oh, my God. I would not do that. If you ever get a text message that tells you to go to an old warehouse.
Go to a warehouse.
Yeah, my advice would be don't go to the warehouse. Yeah. But I mean, you do you. You do you. I'm not going to judge.
Right. But I wouldn't go.
And so what year was that where the text message came?
2018.
That was in 2018?
Oh, where the scary one? It was probably a year ago.
Oh, okay. So that was 2019.
Yeah.
So... But the initial interaction was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to.
Yeah, I understand.
I want to say that 2018, let me think. No, I'm thinking about something in 2017.
What?
I'm thinking about the time that I was... falsely pulled over in a park, and the cop asked me 7 times if I had smoked meth in the last 24 hours. He's like, you guys in here doing meth? And I was like, I'm 17 years old. Why the hell would I be fucking shooting up right here?
Oh, specifically meth?
Well, no, he was like, first of all, he was like, don't you know that meth is an entry-level drug? And I was like, no, it's not. Meth is not the entry level. Meth is the end of the road. Meth is the literal final boss. It is not the entry.
And heroin.
Yeah, like, meth is the end, my guy. It is not the beginning.
It's an entry level into just dying.
He's like, oh, once you start smoking meth, then you'll get to marijuana, which is the worst.
Which is the worst.
Don't do marijuana, kids.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so I, like, we were fucking, I was driving somewhere, and I fucking got pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, doing meth. And I was like, why would I be on meth?
Yeah.
One. Two, I don't even know a single meth head that would get in their car and drive after being on meth. I mean, I don't know many meth heads.
Right.
But granted. But the ones that exist, I doubt are driving.
Yeah.
Like, people that drink and drive because drinking makes you stupid.
Exactly.
I think meth just, like, meth enables you. It enables you from getting shittier.
Remember that girl who pulled her eyes out while she was on meth?
Are you sure that wasn't PCP?
It was meth. I remember. I read the article when we were on our way to service day, also in 2018.
2018, we learned about meth eye girl.
Yeah, she felt like God was calling out to her, and he wanted the sacrifice, so she just plucked him out.
Well, that's what you get for being Catholic, honestly.
That's your fault for listening to God. Yeah. If God asked for my eyes, I would say no, thank you.
That's why, listen... Why do you think baptisms are for babies? So they can get you from the start.
Baptism and then you're is fucking for babies. Hooked. I was baptized as a baby.
I mean, baptisms usually...
It's for babies.
For babies.
If you get baptized as, like, an adult, you're a baby. Sorry to inform you.
So your life begins at that moment?
In the Catholic Church, yeah.
That is true. The Catholic Church is insane.
The only life you need is the Catholic Church.
Yeah. If you are ever... in a hard time,
join the Catholic Church.
And you feel depressed, join the Catholic Church. Just pay frequently and donate frequently, mm-hmm. and also go to church twice a week.
Yep.
And also not do all this other shit.
Confession at least once a week.
And you can't, like, drink or smoke, mm-hmm. or have sex,
mm-hmm.
or if you're gay, you can't.
You can't do it.
Can't do it or even be together. But you'll be happier. You will be happier. So that's my advice for anybody out there who's
questioning anything.
If you're questioning anything, join the Catholic Church. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend.
Recommend it. 9 out of 10 little boys.
9 out of 10 little boys recommend that the Catholic Church is
nice and safe
and A-okay.
That's so gross.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate reality.
It really is.
Listen.
My friend's dad would always be like, you know how you, like, girls can be altar servers now, and it's not just altar boys?
I thought it was always like that.
No, it used to just be, like, boys could do it.
Oh. How long ago was that changed? Was that in one of those, like, church, like, meetings?
Reframings? Yeah, probably.
No, what are those meetings called where, like, the popes gather and they lock doors?
Oh.
What are those called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. But
the pope door lock meeting?
They lock the doors, nobody's allowed in.
Literally, they bolt the doors
called.
Closed
there's
and they're like,
two big ones.
Yeah, and then there's, like, smoke coming out of the smokestack.
No, that's
when
they pick a pope.
Oh, that's when they pick a pope.
Pick a pope, yeah.
Pick a pope. Sounds like a board game.
It's like Guess Who, but pick a pope.
It's headbands, but with popes on them. So you have to know facts about popes.
You have to know everything about all the popes.
So it's not very funny.
I don't even think I could tell you. Oh, actually, I was going to say, I can't tell you who our pope is now, but it's Pope Francis.
I can't tell you who the last one was.
I think it was John Paul II.
But I thought it was Benedict.
It might be. We were in 7th grade. That's another 2012. When the pope was, whatever, selected.
When the pope was chosen.
Chosen. By divine intervention.
Obviously. Well, the Dalai Lama's chosen. They don't have a meeting for it.
They don't?
I don't think so.
They just pass it down to whoever.
They just pass it. I think it's hereditary, right? Is that how the Dalai Lama works?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I know too much about the Catholic Church and nothing about anything else.
I know a little bit about the... I'd say like 0.25% of my brain capacity is dedicated to the Dalai Lama.
That's completely understandable.
But a good 1% of that is the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good 1% of my brain is the Catholic Church. And that is 1% more than I would like. Well, actually, no, that's not true. Because...
It helps with, like, trivia sometimes.
When you're disliking something, you have to be knowledgeable on it. You can't just dislike it for the sake of disliking
it. That's true.
So if someone comes up to you and asks you, like, oh, why do you dislike the church? And then you just, like, say, it's because I dislike it, then you're a poser.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got all these facts and these reasons,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and experiences, too, those are important.
Those are important. You have to be a member of the... Well, no, everybody hates Catholicism, understandable.
Right.
But to really have a deep-rooted hatred for it...
You have to have started...
You have to, like...
As a Catholic yeah. person. And my advice out there for all the Catholic moms and dads trying to get their children into Catholicism is you shouldn't force them. Because every parent that ends up forcing Catholicism onto their children end up hating it. Mm-hmm. If you just let your child find its own path...
That's true.
Shit'll happen. Because, like, I was raised to where I had to go to church, and I hated it. But, who knows? If I didn't go to church, and then I got to low points in my life, and I was like, hey, I need to look for something. How's this Jesus guy doing? What's mm-hmm. he all about? Mm-hmm. Let me inspect him. Yeah. Could have had a different relationship.
Yeah.
But here I am... knowledgeable, right. knowing and Catholic hateful. Church is some fucked up bullshit.
It is. I used to have to go to church all the time when I was younger.
Sorry, I'm sucking down some Brita water.
We used to go all the time. I fucking hated it, but we did go out to breakfast afterwards.
Breakfast does go off.
Yeah,
I think
after church breakfast is like a luxury.
Honestly, I will say the one thing the Catholic Church provided for me was a regulatory diet, because I think
yeah.
the last times I've eaten breakfast before noon in my life were after church.
Mm-hmm.
And that had to have been a good 4 years
yeah.
ago. Like, that was the last time I've had a normal breakfast before noon.
Yeah, was... You know, brunch after church.
Yeah, it was brunch. Was birch.
It was birch.
It was birch.
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one thing the Catholic Church gave me was a diet. But other than that, I can't, like, literally, it wouldn't be, like, the Catholic Church wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't involved in everything.
That's true. Because if everybody was Catholic, just minded their own goddamn business.
And kept all their other...
Yeah.
Like if politicians kept the Catholicism out of
yes.
their fucking beliefs,
mm-hmm.
instantly better.
Mm-hmm. But, I hate the Catholic people who are, like, Catholic people,
like, Catholic conservative?
Yeah. They're like, I rule everything. I'm gonna dog walk you.
Yeah, and they're like, well...
Shut up.
The Bible said...
Yeah.
I can't like you because you're gay.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna, like, no, the worst thing is I hate when I hear stories about, like, kids who come out to their parents and then
mm-hmm.
their parents just, like, kick them out on the
yeah.
street. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
That's your
yeah,
child.
Yeah, because that man in the sky said so.
Like, that's insane. Like, I'm trying to think of something I absolutely don't like about people, and if my child ended up being like that, I'd be alright with it.
A Nirvana fan.
If my son grew up and he ended up liking Nirvana, I wouldn't kick him out of the house. And that's, like, one of the biggest flaws a person can have. Because
yeah.
I would never marry somebody who liked Nirvana. That's
fair.
Just... Because then I have to hear the sound of literal nails on chalkboard that is Kurt Cobain's voice
mm-hmm.
regularly in my life. Because the people who love Nirvana think that Kurt Cobain is the biggest genius of all time.
Yeah.
So then I'd be getting in constant arguments with this person, and
mm-hmm.
we're never going to get along because Kurt Cobain's not a genius. He said it himself. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
It's as simple as that.
He's not a genius. But anyway, yeah, no, if my son was like, Dad, I want to be like Kurt Cobain, sure, I would feel like I've failed as a parent. Well, actually, that's... Okay, now we're just... Now I'm twisting the narrative here. Parents shouldn't feel like they failed as parents if their child is gay. If your child likes Nirvana, you should feel like you failed as a parent.
You should feel as you, like, that you failed.
Honestly, like, I'll put myself in a crazy conservative Catholic person's shoes. A Nirvana fan's worse than being gay.
I would have to agree with that.
I can't imagine anything worse than that. I mean, I know people.
Mm-hmm.
That like Nirvana. But do I have a deep respect for anybody?
Absolutely not.
Can't name you one. I have deep respect for a lot of gay people. Ellen is not
no,
one of them.
Absolutely
she is
not.
Not one of them.
No.
If Ellen comes up to me, if Ellen knocked on my door
yeah.
with a check for $100,000,
I would uppercut her.
I would uppercut the check into her chin.
Obviously.
That's what I would do.
Would throw her off the balcony.
I would. I'd get chubby.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm scared to shove?
I'd throw some hands around.
She's only 90 pounds.
I thought you were going to say 90 years old.
No, but she. What is she like? 60?
No, she's. I think she's in her. She's 70.
No, she's not 70.
We've had this discussion before.
We have had this discussion before.
I think she's 72.
That's impossible.
I think she is.
Looking it up. I'll add that to the list of things we've looked up.
We've definitely looked this up before. Oh, she's 62.
Okay, I knew she wasn't no damn 72. Because that's how old Trump is, isn't he? We're looking that up.
He's 74.
Oh.
Joe Biden is 78.
Yeah. He's going to be 80 at the end of his term. Isn't that crazy? An 82-year-old president?
That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll just die.
Yeah, and then Kamala
Miss
Harris.
Kamala.
She can step in office and catch some hands while she's in there.
Yeah, she can catch some hands too.
Man.
He should have picked Elizabeth Warren.
Should have picked Warren. Then we could have had a good 2021. We would have already been ahead. Because then if Biden kicks it...
Then we have Miss Elizabeth
Warren. Then we have
Warren.
Miss Elizabeth Warren, which is a...
It's a step up.
Which is... An ideal situation. That is an ideal situation. But instead, it's not going to be that way. I mean, it's better than having Trump again. But
100%
at
true.
What cost? At what cost? Mm-hmm. I just realized his inauguration is in like a week.
No, it's like the 21st.
What? I thought they always did it in the early January.
No, it's like the 21st.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have swore that Trump's inauguration was the first day we came back from winter break in senior year.
Really?
Or not senior year. What year
junior
would that
year.
Have been? Junior?
No, yeah, junior year.
Yeah.
Ugh. I keep thinking of more and more reasons why 2016 is not a good year.
Yeah.
Because that was my junior year. Ugh.
No, because we graduated in 2018.
Yeah, so 16, 17 was junior. 14, 15 was freshman. 15, 16, sophomore. 16, 17, junior. And 17,
18,
senior.
Oh! I thought you were about to tell me 18, 19.
No.
I was like, that doesn't make a lick of sense.
No, 2016 is not good. I keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So we can cross 2016 off from greatest years. So we got, that leaves us with 1989.
Yeah. 2018.
2018.
2012.
2012. Can we think of any other years?
I was trying
to think of like...
I feel like 1995, like 96, those were pretty good years.
Yeah. You cannot have an 1800s year be one of the greatest years.
Absolutely not.
You can't have anything before like 1950 be the greatest year of all time.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with that.
Think about that.
What about 1928? The Great Depression was, you know,
was
about
that
to set in.
That's true.
But my grandpa was born.
That.
And he was a preemie baby, and he lived in a box in the oven.
Isn't he also racist?
No, he's dead. That's the other one who's racist.
Oh, rest in peace to box oven grandpa.
Exactly.
But
I've heard he was
hopefully...
cool. I was like a month old when he died.
Oh,
but
how
racist.
Old was he?
What's the math on that? Like, in
oh,
the 70s?
Shit. So he was born in 28?
Yeah, so I would say 70s.
So holy shit, this year he would have turned 92?
Yeah. Well,
and he died when you were...
Like, 2000, 2001.
So he was in his 70s?
Yeah, I think 70s.
Late 70s?
Yeah. Sure.
That's crazy. Because my grandma right now is not even... In her late she's 75, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I
wait, what year
late.
Is it? No, I think she's 77.
He was early 70s. My grandma's in her 60s.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she had my dad when she was 17.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I know people whose parents are in their 60s.
Well, my parents are in their 50s. It's close-ish.
I think my mom is 52 and my dad is...
I think my grandma actually just
57. Either way, there are people out here with 60-year-old parents. That's crazy.
No offense
to all those 60-year-old parents.
But if your parents are 60, what the hell?
Yeah, like, that is crazy.
That's weird.
That is wacky.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I'm not 60 yet.
If your parents are 60 and you're still alive, I think you're doing something wrong.
Is it better to have a 60-year-old parent as an 18-year-old, mm-hmm. is it better to have a 60-year-old parent or a 34-year-old parent?
I would say 34.
You think so?
Yeah. I think if I had, like, old parents, like, even older, I would probably want to fight them all the time.
Because they're probably old heads, so yeah. They probably got some old head views.
Exactly.
Although I know some old heads that don't have old head views.
That's true.
But. Like, a majority of the old heads I personally know don't have old head views.
That's good.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there's still the...
There's a possibility. There's always the possibility. This is just my personal experience. This is not statistics.
That's true.
I am an outlier in statistics right now of people who know old head viewed old people.
Exactly.
I am an outlier.
An outlier.
Right.
Naturally.
So, then your parents being 60, we could see some problems. Run some issues here.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something racist. Doing something homophobic. Who knows?
Right.
34... could also have a hard time growing up. Because you have a parent that might not know what they're doing.
So how old would they be when you were born? 16?
Yeah.
16's not bad. They probably have a lot of support from their parents, hopefully, if their parents are good people.
But what if their parents are old heads? What if they're 60? Holy shit! Wait, the plot thickens.
It does.
So you are 18.
Yeah.
Your mother's 34.
Right.
But her mother's 60.
Yeah.
Then you have old head parent mixed with...
young parent.
Mixed with the young parent. Then you have both.
Yeah.
Because at that point... because you could also be 18 and have that middle factor of the 34-year-old mom.
Gone.
And then your parent is 60.
Yeah.
So that's two generations, 18 to 60.
That's awful.
Compared to three generations, 18 to 60.
That's true.
And if you come from a family of people having birth at 16... could be like five generations, 18 to 60.
That's true.
So.
I mean, yeah, if you think about it. So my grandma, I think, literally just turned 70.
Okay.
My dad is like 54, 55. And he had a kid when he was 20.
20?
So my brother's 30. So if he had a kid when he was like 15, 16, then that kid would be 15 and could be ready to have another kid. And that would be like.
That would be crazy.
That would be a lot of holders going on. We don't need that.
We don't need that.
Need we Joel have kids.
If Joel had kids,
that'd be scary.
Is it gonna happen?
It's not.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I doubt you ever do, but if you were to picture yourself as an aunt, is it JC's child or is it Joel's child?
If I had to pick out of... neither of them want kids. None of us want kids, like all three of us.
Right.
But if I had to pick out of two of them, I would say Joel.
Really?
Yeah. JC, I think, would kill herself or the baby before she had a baby.
That's fair.
Joel,
that makes sense.
Like, basically thought he had a child and was like, oh, okay, I'll deal with it.
Wait, like a living child?
His ex-girlfriend got pregnant, like, 3 months after they broke up. And then it was actually sometimes.
But he took care of it?
Yeah, I've met it.
You've met said child?
Yeah.
Have I met said child? That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be
like,
nuts.
I think the kid is like 4.
Right now?
Yeah.
How old's Joel? 26?
He's 30.
Woo! He's 30?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's 10 years older than me.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. He was born in 1990.
Wow, that's crazy. I can't even believe that.
I know. Because he acts like he's 12.
So, the consensus.
Mm-hmm.
1989
is a pretty dope year.
2018
was also pretty good.
So which one do we have between 1989 and 2018?
Didn't Ariana Grande have an album come out in 2018, so I'm going to pick that.
Yeah, but it was one of her new stream of albums,
still
which
a good
aren't
album.
Good.
Sweetener is a good album.
Sweetener and Thank You Next and 64 plus whatever.
That's not what the album is called.
Whatever the new album is, the three latest Ariana Grande albums I have not liked.
That's because you're wrong.
Because her old shit that you were hearing in middle school dances was fire.
It was
when
fire.
When she had Zed hop
fire.
On a track, that shit was flames.
The music she makes now is still fire.
No.
It is, absolutely.
No.
Yes.
Name me one good song.
Like, every song off Sweetener is good.
That's the Pete Davidson one.
Yeah. You see, she's engaged again.
Yeah, she gets engaged every year.
Watch your mouth talking about Ariana Grande.
She does.
She's only been engaged twice.
Three times.
Twice.
She was engaged to Mac Miller,
no,
wasn't
she?
She
wasn't. I don't think she was.
I'm pretty sure
they
she was engaged
up.
To Mac Miller.
And then she dated Pete and they got engaged because Mac Miller wouldn't, like, marry her or something. Actually,
no.
I think they broke up because. Yeah.
No, they broke up because Mac Miller died.
No, she was engaged to Pete Davidson when he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they broke up.
That's why Pete and Ariana broke
yeah.
up. Now I heard Mac Miller.
No, her and Mac Miller broke up because some stupid shit, probably.
Sure.
Let's just
they
say they were engaged.
Couple. They weren't engaged.
Let's say they were.
Okay.
Ariana Grande has been engaged too many times.
She's been engaged twice. That's not that many.
I think it was three.
I don't think it was. I do not think she was.
Wait, how old is she?
She's how old is Taylor Swift?
Oh, they're born the same year?
I think she's like 2 years younger than her.
Oh, so she's 29?
No, she's 26, I think. I think she's 26. I think she's the same age as Harry Styles.
Because Taylor Swift is 31.
She is?
Yeah. Isn't 1989 31 years ago?
I can't do that kind of math.
Yeah.
Ariana's 27.
Yeah.
She's been engaged twice.
27?
That's not that bad.
And I think it was three, because Mac
it's
Miller.
It's not three!
I mean,
I am almost positive she was not engaged to Mac Miller. I would like...
We'll just say for pomp and circumstance.
Absolutely not. She's only been engaged twice.
Do you want me to ask her? I'll
just
DM her right
it.
Now. I'll DM Ariana Grande right now and be like, yo.
If she answers, though...
That would be the most unlikely thing to ever happen to me. That I cannot see that happening in any stretch of the imagination.
No. They were not engaged.
Okay, so let's just say they were engaged.
They weren't, though. They weren't. They weren't.
All right,
engaged.
They weren't engaged.
She got engaged to Pete in 2018, like way too fast.
Just like she does with this guy, because
no,
they've been dating for like three months.
A year and a half.
I thought it was like 3 months.
No, they've been dating for at least a year.
My knowledge on Ariana is clearly lacking.
I'm in love with her, so mine is pretty up there.
That's... So she wasn't born in 1989, then?
No, she was... She would have been born in 93.
Okay.
She's 27.
I'm still thinking of reasons. We'll say... It was 2018 on the fact that literally nothing happened
in
Tiananmen
Square
in 1989.
Yeah, that could be the best year if literally nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened. What do you...
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think we can agree. We're looking at, like, 58 minutes right now. So I think we can call it a wrap.
Okay.
For the first episode of the cast. Hope you liked it. Hope you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Maria, got any last words?
Baptisms are for babies.
Baptisms are for babies, everybody. Remember that. And I'll talk to you next time.
Peace out.